Joining me in studio this morning is Lincoln County Commissioner Mel Shumway and the monthly report from the County Commission. Commissioner Shumway up next in the rotation. Good morning, Commissioner. How are you today?
Doing great, dude. Thanks for having me here.
Absolutely. Appreciate your time as always. And as always, a lot going on in
Lincoln
County.
There's a lot going on. It is. It's exciting, though.
Well, one thing that we've been talking about on radio, and we've had some updates, there's been some public comment meetings and more up and coming. The revision plan for the U.S. Forest Service has been in the works for quite a while, and what's the discussions been between the county and the Forest Service on this?
Well, we're trying to stay in constant contact with them. We are one of the cooperating agencies. We would like to have been in a little earlier, but we got that ironed out. The draft assessment is out, and it's the first step in the multi-year process to update the forest plan. Provides a summary of that state of the forest, kind of a snapshot in time. Right now, the information is the current ecological, social, and economic conditions and the trends that are affecting the Bridger-Teton forest. And public comments are open. There's been some open houses, been one held here in Afton. There was one in Kemmer. Last week, I walked through and visited with Chad Hudson, the forest supervisor. There's a couple this week in Rock Springs and Evanston. The one of note is going to be August 7th in Alpine. No, August 21st in Alpine. Big Piney on August 7th. So if you get a chance, walk through these open houses. They have some storyboards, picture boards, some timelines. They kind of discuss what they're looking at. And it's just a good time to interact with that upper Bridger-Teton team.
I don't know that you can understate too much kind of how big the revision is, because it really does kind of set the path for how it's going to be managed for the next several years, right? And so,
correct.
And so being out and involved in this as someone who recreates or does anything in the forest is a big deal.
Yeah, they call it a 10-year plan. The last 10-year plan was 1990.
Yeah,
so
right.
Yeah. My, how time flies.
Absolutely. So again, you can be part of that plan, and we'll have more details on that as it goes on. And other updates within the Bridger-Teton, specifically, they're working on some logging permits that are kind of a unique way, it sounds like.
Yes. Yeah, there's a few timber sales. We went with Adam Calkins a couple of weeks ago through the Kemmer District and looked at a couple of sales. There's one ongoing now. There's a Little Spring salvage sale and an Allen Slide Rock sale that'll be coming up later this year. Those are some substantial 200 to 250 acre sales. The other thing is some smaller parcels coming up. And these are more individualized and smaller and geared more towards probably a hobbyist that needs a little lumber or timber products for some furniture making, maybe firewood. And you can go in and get these smaller permits, and you own that little lot, and they're going to be, you know, up to an acre, couple of acres worth, and it's kind of in cohorts with, in conjunction with their vegetation management along the roadside treatments. And it's kind of a pilot project this year. You can stop in the Kemmer Ranger District and the Grays River Ranger District and get more information on that. Hopefully that will pick up and have a little more interest, because I think it's a good opportunity for individuals to get smaller parcels that they can utilize as they see fit.
Lincoln County Commissioner Mel Shumway in the studio for the weekday wake up this morning. In a recent commission meeting, the commission voted to approve grant funding for the Afton Lincoln County Airport. Tell us what this grant is for and what the money is going to be used for.
Yeah, this is a two-part grant. It's an FAA construction grant, and it was presented to the commission in two parts, and it will expand the taxi lane of the airport. These two grants in conjunction should cover the entire cost of the $459,000 plus improvement project. So it's really nice to get these grants from the FAA, and it's just forthcoming, so that's really all I have on that.
Okay. And Commissioner, also just maybe an update on the construction project happening in the Narrows area near the rest area of Star Valley with the Strawberry Road. Looks like that's coming right along.
Yeah, the Strawberry Realignment Project. This is going to be nice to get done. It's really not impacted traffic because it's a new road cutting through, but it sure is going to enhance the safety, visibility, and the flow through that bottleneck. right there in the Narrows. I visited with Matt McLeod last week. He's the road and bridge foreman for the county, and they have got final grade achieved. They've finished up final grade last week. Paving will start the second week of August and get the blacktop asphalt laying down. The county's been working very close with the contractor and with the state. The county has provided some concrete pillars to come over for the cattle guard, and the state kicked in a cattle guard, and that's going to save about $15,000 to $20,000 on that project. It's not a lot, but it does help quite a bit. So anything we can do on the county to help find and reuse, repurpose stuff, we're willing to do that, and I'm glad that Matt and his crew was able to find and bring that over to help out. So
It will be really, really nice, as you said, to have that done. Just the safety on the corner, that extra site. At the beginning of this project, when it was still being discussed, there was some ideas of maybe expanding the park and ride and a bus stop and those types of things. Have those been still part of the project, or maybe down the future?
Down the future, in the future. Those are things to look at in the future. As of now, they just want to get the one approach into the rest area completed and then the asphalting done. So that's really the focus for this year. But that's not out of the realm for future expansion and use on those areas.
Lincoln County Commissioner Mel Shumway on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. Commissioner, let's talk TerraPower. They've begun construction on some of the nuclear facility south of Kemmer, but I understand a comment period's open now for another construction permit. Tell us what this is.
Yeah, they broke ground and are building the training center right now. So public comment is open for the construction permit, which is yet to be granted for the actual nuclear facility. Public comments are open until August 4th, and you can go to the NRC, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, and put comments in on there. They're hoping to have that permit issued by December. It's kind of been accelerated and the time frame's been bumped up, but they're prepared. Sat in last week with the NRC and talked about the environmental. The things that they're looking at and wanting public comment on are the environmental review, archaeological review, and the socioeconomic review. So right now the public comment is open for that environment, for that review, and comments can be made up till August 4th. On the Nuclear Regulatory Commission website.
Okay, and that's happening right now for TerraPower's construction permit. Lincoln County Commissioner Mel Shumway. Mel, we had a great chat earlier in the month already with Stephen Allen, of course, the chief of staff, talking about septic dumping in Lincoln County and changes to that. Anything new or worth mentioning as far as what things are looking at or whether the direction the county's going?
Yeah, it's has been discussed previously, but to recap, the county started studying this issue about a year ago. We've hosted a meeting with cities and commercial septic pumping companies. The next step is ongoing to continue to gather the data on the septic volumes generated and which systems are willing and capable of handling that actual volume at this time. So it's still ongoing, but we'd like to note that Leisure Valley, which is a private lagoon system, has stepped up to assist if possible. So that's going to be kind of some immediate help and relief. So that'll be nice to work with them. But we're still kind of evaluating systems around the county to see who can handle and what improvements we can maybe help them out with. But it's still ongoing.
Now, one of the underlying issues with this, and this is, if I'm understanding correctly, one of the reasons the third-party study was done is groundwater. And are the septic systems going to be, or are they, or could they potentially cause groundwater issues? What were the results from that study? Did anything come out from that?
Haven't. The one study is still ongoing.
Okay.
To identify some of that. Study right now that is done was mainly evaluating some of the holding and the lagoon systems and the volumes and how they could enhance them to accept more and to process more quicker, faster. So the groundwater study is still ongoing and won't be wrapped up for a little bit longer.
Anything we missed, Commissioner, you'd like to mention while we have you on the air today?
The district courthouse expansion in Kemmer. We had a nice groundbreaking ceremony a couple of weeks ago on the 15th. This project's been on the book for quite some time due to some ADA, some American Disability Act concerns with the second floor of the current courthouse, the old courthouse. So this has been an ongoing project, and ground is going to be starting to be dug up this week, and it's going to be about a one-year project to get that district court expansion out there. Would like to note that the county saved for this for a number of years, so this is basically a cash project that the county has been putting into a capital fund to pay for this district court expansion. And it's been fun to work with the various departments utilizing that district court, the give and take on different finishings and floorings and how we can save money but yet have it safe and secure and aesthetically pleasing too. So it's been a good mix to work with the various people. So that's going to be going on out in Kemmer, and it's just an addition to that Justice Center out there that's currently there, and it'll just be an add-on, and it'll be more secure, more compliant, and a better facility.
Much more convenient as well, right? Just to have it right next to the Justice Center too.
It will be absolutely more convenient.
Lincoln County Commissioner Mel Shumway, it is the weekday wake-up. Commissioner, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Duke.
It's all part of the SVI Radio Network on Swift 98 and The Spur.